What a message this morning. We want God to do it our way. We make our stipulations. But if you want to be made whole, you just got to let Him do it. You can blame everybody else for the scars and the hurt and the disappointment, but that ain't going to get you nowhere. I'm glad there's help with the Lord. And I bless His name. I want you to sing me another verse, chorus. God's speaking to somebody's life here this morning. Be a good morning just to walk down these shavings. Bow and get the help you need for your life. Sing me a little more of that and then we'll go on from there. Amen. You listen.
Would I seek thy face? Spirit and save me by thy grace.
Scripture says that a broken and a contrite spirit he will not despise. He'll help an honest heart, and he'll help a hurting heart. I'm glad that he will not turn us away. Bless his name. I don't know what he's wanting to do in your heart, but you ought to just listen to him. That man just did what the Lord said do. Rise, take up your bed and walk. He was so enthralled with the pool, but the Savior was standing right there. Forget about the pool. You don't need the pool. You don't need what you think you need. You need the Savior this morning. That's where your help will come from. It's not in you doing better, and it's not in you trying to quit doing things or start doing things. Just get your help from the Savior this morning. I just think you need to sing another verse in chorus. I appreciate the atmosphere this morning. Appreciate the good presence of the Holy Ghost touching hearts and lives. And I'm just here to tell you, when the ground gets good and wet, you can pull weeds out of your garden and they'll come up root and all. And if you'll just listen to the Holy Ghost this morning, he can get some things out of your life that you've been trying to deal with for a long time, and you've just broke them off on the top. You're to get rid of them this morning and turn to the Savior. Sing me some more. Amen.
gentle, gentle Savior.